Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we know, this coming Monday, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's going to be a solar eclipse. And in some places, including Cleveland, Ohio, it'll be a full solar eclipse. In other areas of the continental United States, it'll be a partial solar eclipse. And I'm not going to go in to the scientifics of how exactly it happens, because that's not something I'm so well versed in, and there are others who explain it very clearly. But the basic idea is that the moon during the day passes in front of the sun and entirely and completely blocks the sunlight for a couple of minutes till it continues its movement. And what I would like to address with you today is the questions that I'm being asked and thinking about myself. What is the Hashkafas HaTorah? What are we supposed to be thinking? Are we supposed to be thinking anything? What is our response? Is there a response? Is there an inyan to pay attention to it, to look at it? And as the title of the shir reflects, we are going to get at the end to the Hashkafas HaTorah of Moron HaChofetz Chaim Zichrono Livracha, when he had an eclipse in Radin in 1927, June 29th, 1927. But before we get to the Chofetz Chaim, let's look at what Chazal tell us. What does the Gemara, what do the Mefarshim tell us about an eclipse? The Gemara is in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Tes Omer Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Bizman Shachama Loika, when the Chama is smitten. Loika, we translate as the eclipse, and eclipse, as we'll see, it might not be so pashut. Simin Ra L'chol Ha'ilam, it is a bad sign for the entire world. Kulay. Moshe L'mahadover Doima, L'melech Basar V'dom, Shasa Suda La'avodav. It's a marshal to a king who made a party for his servants, v'niach panis lifneim, and there was a lantern that he put on the table, or he turned on the lights for them. Koas aleim, and then in the middle of the suda he got angry. V'omer l'avdois, he told his servant, tol panis mipneim, take away the lantern, v'yishivam b'choshech, let them sit in the dark. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us that when the sun is blacked, it turns dark during the day. It's a simen ra, moshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, take away the light, let them sit in the dark for a little bit. As the Gemara said, simen ra l'chol ha'olam kulay. Tanya continues the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Omer, kol zman she'ma'oreis loikin. Here it doesn't say chama, it says ma'oreis. Ma'oreis seemingly includes the chama, the levana. This would be any type of eclipse. Simen ra l'seinam shel Yisrael. This is a simen ra. It's a loshon saginar. It means for Klal Yisrael. Mipnei shemulam adim b'makaseyim. Because Klal Yisrael is melumad. They are the ones who are accustomed to having all types of poronius. Rashi says, kol minei poronius haboyin laba'olam yesh lahem liYisrael lidayk. Whenever anything bad happens in the world, Klal Yisrael has to worry. This sign comes for us more than anyone else. Because unfortunately in history, for sure in Galus, who suffers the most? Of all the nations in the world, Klal Yisrael. So if there's going to be a simen ra in the world, that the ma'iris, something happens to the luminaries, it's a simen ra for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to say, one second, that means there's going to be a poronius, Rechman al Itzlan, and that always affects us. Marshall, the sofer, shebole beis ha-sefer ritzu b'yadai, teacher comes to school, in the olden days he had a strap, mi dayig, who's the one who worries? The one who always gets hit every day, he's got to be nervous when the teacher walks in with the strap. Hu dayik. That's the second memra here. Tana Rabbanan, a third memra in the Gemara. Bizman, and this is a Mechilta in Parshas Boy. in Parshas Bai is negea to Parshas Achaydish this week. Tan Rabbanan, Bizman Shacham Aloike, Simin Ralo Evde Kechavim. Here the Gemara is Mechalik. This is the third brayso we have. The first one said, L'chol Olam Kulay, that's the Chama. The second one said, all Me'orais are a Simin Ra for Klal Yisrael. And now comes along the third brayso and says, one second, if it's the sun, it's a Simin Ra for the Goyim. If it's a Levana, if it's a lunar eclipse, like a Simin Ra L'Seinam Shei Yisrael, why? Nesh Yisrael Mainim L'Levana, Klal Yisrael follows the moon, so if Chas V'Shalom something happens to the moon, so it's a Simin Ra for Klal Yisrael. And if the Kechav and the Goyim go with the solar year, so Memela, if the Chama is like, that's a Simin Ra for the Goyim. Then the Gemara says, if it's in the east, it's a Simin Ra for the eastern settlers. If it's in the west, Simin Ra L'Yoshe Marav, Emzerakia, Simin Ra L'Cholelem Kulay, and so on and so forth. The Gemara gives all different types of simonim over here for all different things. Continues the Brisa, of his man, Yisraelitzim Rishayna Shal Makayim. However, when Klal Yisrael is following the Ratzon of Hashem, Ein Misyorim Mikalelu, they do not have to fear from any of these things. Shenemar Pasuk in Yirmiyah Perik Yud Pasuk Beis Koyamar Hashem El Derech Hagoyim Al Tilmadu. Don't learn from the ways of the Goyim. And therefore, if you don't learn from the ways of the Goyim, Umeyoyses Hashemayim Al Techasu, you will not have to be scared of the signs of the heaven. Ki Echatu Hagoyim Mehima. Only the Goyim will have to be afraid from that. So that's how the Gemara ends off. So now, we see things are not so simple about for whom is this Likoy HaChama a problem for. In the first Braisa, Kol Olam Kulay. Second Braisa, Seinam Shal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Third Braisa, only the Goyim. Now there's another question that the Mefarshim Al Hadaf and around deal with. And the first one I want to quote is the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz in Yaris Dvash, Drush Yud Beis. And he says, let me find the Maramakim here. Oh, I thought it here. Okay, let's look it up. I thought I had it open. Sukkah. That's page for Tzadi. Hey, okay, yes. Ah, here we go. Uchvar hivinu rabim ze hakavona belikoi hu anigot shekaren likacham alika levona. So Rabbi Abjainus and Abishad says, the Olam understands when it says likoi, it means what we call an eclipse. Ulechach tzachaku tzeirim al divrei chazal. So these young ones laughed at Chazal because they said, we don't understand. This is a natural thing. We could predict it. We know exactly when there's going to be a solar eclipse, exactly when there is a lunar eclipse. Shadavar ziv zativi opi cheshbon. And a person could make a cheshbon, mehayoy matzeif oilam, when there's it going to happen. So how could you say, and on which countries it's going to be, so how could you say there's simonim? This is a problem people had with this Gemara, and they laughed at the Gemara, says Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. And therefore he learns a chiddush dekapshat, and he says, we're not talking about an eclipse. He says, there are times that, Be'emesui says, there are times that in the sun, there are ksamim gidoilim. Kasher motzu bizmanim b'kli abota. If you look with a telescope, there are these dim patches. Ksamim are like stains or dullness to them. And ein lahem sibi yadua. There's no reason for them. The mastame is some type of scientific term for this, and there's no cheshbon for it, and that's what we're talking about. Because when there is those spots on the sun, it's dimmed a little bit. That's called likoy hachama. We're not talking about an eclipse. There's no cheshbon for that, for these things, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's a chiddush from the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, not the pashup shat. Let's look at the Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara. The Ben Yehoyada says, "Vinei makshim." They ask, "The lakus chama levana hutivi." Everyone knows it's going to happen. How can it be a Simin Ra if you could cheshbin it out? And it's for this Medina, that Medina. V'nirali devadei b'tevahu. So the first teretz says the Ben Yoyada, you're right, it's b'teva. But however, there are times in the teva that are not times that are misugo for things. Or there are misugo for things. Ach bizman shu lakus yis'oira mekachim lekatre. When there's some type of weakness, the moon goes dark because there's an eclipse, or the sun goes dark, there's some type of weakness, the mekatrigin and shamayim are mekatrig. And therefore it ends up being a bad time. Not because necessarily it itself is something bad, but it causes the mekatrigin. V'lechenu simin ra, ki al yoda yis'oir lekatrig, kein darka. That's number one. And the second thing he says is very similar to Ben Yisrael Abshitz. He says, no, you're right, guf halakus tivi, the eclipse, but he says sometimes there's a shini mara v'chamu levona, and not everyone could see it. Rak l'chachomim sheishem simonim uchlolim medover zeh, and that's the simon that we're talking about. That's the simon that we're talking about. So those are the two terutzim of the Ben Yehoyada. One like the Rabbi Yehoyada and Eibishitz are similar. And the first one saying, you're right, it's a teva, and you can make a cheshbin and figure it out. But lemaisa, it's a bad time. The mekatrik can come or mekatrik. Let's look at Rabbeinu Ha'orich Lener on this Gemara. Again, Hamaligim al divrei Chazal chishvu limtzay b'mamar me'elo makom l'chaynem chitzeyam ayezer kilu Chazal lo yodu darchi ateva. He says the Maligim, those who make fun of Chazal, they use this Gemara to show how foolish Chazal. They don't know teva, because these things are picheshben, the same thing. Avo be'emes Hamaligim nilku be'ivorein. He says a cute play on words. He says, those who make fun are the blind ones, shelo yabitu. He says, they weren't medayik in Chazal, because Chazal used the Lashon Chachma to show that they knew that this was a teva. Why? Because in all three brises it says, bizman she'acham aloike, kol zman she'moiris loikim, bizman she'acham aloike. Why do they keep on saying bizman, which is a Lashon Miyusar? It should say, kishe'acham aloike, kishe'moiris loikim. With that one word, bizman, in all three places, Chazal taught us that we know there's a zman. It's a teva, it's a nature. We know these manim. But still, Chazal, who knew Soides Hashem, understood that these times are times of din. Sheish itas l'tayva v'itas l'ra. There are times that are times for good things, mesugal for good things, and there are times that are mesugal for bad things. For example, you find Ma'iris, Yi Ma'iris Pekia, Hashemayim Ma'iris is Chaser Avav, Chazal say, because it's a bad time, there's a children, the Askara for Tinaikais. Uchemaikain. He continues and he says, for example, he says, we find the things that are in a Cheshbin are a Simin Ra. For example, what about a rainbow? The Ramban in Parshas Noach tells us by the Oysa Keshes that even though it's a davar al pi ha-teva, however, in the teva there's an ois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so happy. It's not a stira. The fact that something has a cheshbon to it, the fact that something has a teva, doesn't mean that the zman is not a bad zman, or a good zman for that matter. V'cheino inyan kan. Shalikuyim shem b'teva haim lo'ois u'lesimen peronius al pi ha'protim shenifartu b'braises halalu. That these times, although they are b'teva, Chazal are teaching us, they are not times that are mesugal for good things. Like the Gemara tells us, whether it's l'umas olam or l'kla Yisrael, o l'chal ha'olam kivi achukim asher niglu lahem b'sayid Hashem. They knew it, it's bizman, but they understood it's a bad zman. And it's very interesting, he says, uvezeh meduya gamken ha-moshel she-bebraisa. He says like this, what was the moshel? The moshel was, a king made a party, and there was a lantern, and he got angry. And he told the Eved, take away the lantern. He said, who's the Eved in the Nimshal that's supposed to take away the lantern? And number two, why did he say take away the lantern? Why didn't he just say extinguish the lantern and put them in darkness? He says, because Chachameinu Yodu that Likoyach Hamas al pi ha-teva, they understood The reason it happens is because the moon passed in front of it. That's the Eved that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to pass in front of the lantern. And it's going to be Ma'akiv the Ar. You're going to prevent the sun from coming to the earth. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Mashal, Chazal couldn't say, extinguish the flame. We're not extinguishing the sun. We're blocking the sun. We're removing the light of the sun. And that's what he was saying. Tol panas mipneyem, remove the light, meaning to say, you should prevent the light from benefiting those who are sitting at the Suda. So Chazal, in the Gemara, b'chachmasam, u'b'ruach kacham, u'b'soyid Hashem li'ireyav, were megalitas, we understand it's a teva, we understand you can cheshben it, and yet it's not a good simon. Now in the next shtickle, the Aruch Lener says as follows, and this is going to lead us to the next gadol we are going to quote. And he says like this, Ulufi ze yesh leimar, the gimel habraises plige hadadi. How do you fit the three braises together? The first one said, kol olam kulay, when the sun has an eclipse. The second one says, all ma'iris are for Klal Yisrael, it means not even the moon. And the third one says, the moon is for Klal Yisrael, the sun is for Mosailam. Zokhtar Chlaner, according to the first Tana, because the Likai Hacham is a similar Chalailam. Why? Because like in the Mashal, Hashem prevented the sunlight from coming to the whole world. That's the Mashal to the Melech. Klal Yisrael is also included in that. Klal Yisrael is part of the world who are prevented from getting the light of the sun. So Hashem is angry. Then the Gemara says, Remeir. Remeir is a second Shita. No, there's a different reason for Likui. And that is whether it's the sun or the moon, Klal Yisrael has to be worried. Like the Gemara says, Ein Paranis Bal Olam HaBashvil Yisrael. So the second Mandamar says, it's not just the sun that's being prevented from giving light to the world. That's the problem with the eclipse. And therefore the whole world is affected. Klal Yisrael and the Umas Olam. That's the first Braisa. The second Braisa says, whenever something bad happens, whether it's solar, whether it's lunar, Bishvil Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's got to be nervous. And the Tana Achrin says, no. There's a difference in the Simanim. The Goyim relate to the sun, the Jews relate to the moon, and therefore each one Simon is the one that's bad for them. So the Aruch Lener is telling us, these three Braises are actually arguing on each other in the understanding of how to view the eclipse. In the first Braisa, it's that there's no sun. That's for everyone. In the second Braisa, even if it's a lunar eclipse, whenever there's a Puranias in the world, a bad time, a bad simin, Klal Yisrael has to be worried. We're the ones who are always affected. And the third Braisa says, no, there's a simin for Klal Yisrael, there's a simin for the Umas Ha'ilam, and it depends which one is lucky. That is the Aruch Lener. Which brings me now to what I found in the Sefer Shivrei Luchais. Shivrei Luchais is the Sefer of Hagoyin HaKadosh HaTzadik, Rabbi Chiel Michal Nemirov, Hashem Yikom Damai, who was killed in the city of Nemirov. The city of Nemirov was attacked in the beginning of Tach, Chav Sivan, that's why Chav Sivan is a fast day. He wasn't killed. He was a Gadol B'Yisrael. It says, Yinu Kol HaTerek Kula Bal Peh, from the Gedolei Olam. And he was killed 2 days later on Chav Beis Sivan. They overran the city for 3 days. Shem Yikoyim Damai. So his nephew, whose name was Rav Yitzchak Mechiach, who was married to the sister of Rav Shimshon Mashtrapali, who was also killed in Tach a few weeks after Rabbi Chiel Michal of Nemirov, the famous Rav Shimshon Mashtrapali. So he writes an akdama to his uncle Sefer, the Shivrei Luchais, and he talks about the tzaras of this man, and he's be'ikar focused on the Levana, because that has to do with Klal Yisrael. But in the middle he says, V'nir l'nias daiti, she'af alikui chama roi lis'or l'tshuva, ula tainesibra, I think he says, ula harbis tachnunim, Klal Yisrael has to be ma'or b'tshuva, even by a solar eclipse. Afshu simin l'umas ha'ilam. It says it's a simin for the Goyim. Become akum hayovanu mefuzarim meineyem. because we are spread amongst the Goyim. Uvechol tzarasom lanu tzar. If they have issues, we have issues. V'amr chazal im peronis bol oilam b'shvi Yisrael. Yesh lanu lidoig ulisbalel hulahapot chinoseinu l'fri amokam. We have to worry, we have to dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he says, ve'ef shalomar, that this is pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara split it into different cases. And he brings the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon Chama Loika Simin Ralucha Loilam Kulai. And then he brings the third brayse, so he skips the middle one. Chama Loika Simin Ralum Asylum, Levana Loika Simin Ralum Yisrael. So he says, and then he brings the middle one, Ma'iris Loikin Simin Ralum Asylum Yisrael. And there it says, Stam Ma'iris. He says, if we're only referring to the moon, the Klal Yisrael is worried about, it should have said, you should not be misyare from the Levana. El al karcha, Klal Yisrael always has to be worried. We always have to be worried because we're amongst the Goyim. And he continues and he says, what's pshat in the end of the Gemara? The Gemara brings, so then, we don't have to worry. That's Lashon of the Pasuk. You don't have to worry because the Goyim will worry. Says the Gemara, only the Goyim, not Klal Yisrael. Well, that's the Pasuk says. Why does the Gemara have to add that in? It says it's miyusr. So he says, I once heard, he says, B'shem harav agadol the Taz. And the pasuk that says, Ani shalom v'chi adaber heimel amachama. Right, Salomer said the Taz. Even though at times HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees there's going to be wars on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when Klal Yisrael does tshuva ma'isim tovim and our Isaac b'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that the war is somewhere else and it doesn't affect Klal Yisrael. Listen to what he's learning pshat in the Gemara. That afal pi sheyiyu bein ha'umais. Again, he's learning that Klal Yisrael always has to be worried. Even lefi the man d'amar, that we're only nervous about the simon of the Levana. So it seems he's learning it's not a machlaikas the brises. Avad in a perfect world, the sun is for the Goyim and the moon is for Klal Yisrael. But in the world of Rameir of Ma'iris and the first brayso of his mancha chama, it's a simin ra lechol olam kulay. Why Klal Yisrael? Didn't you say Klal Yisrael doesn't have to worry because we are affected by what happens to the Mazalim because we're spread amongst them? So all three brayses are not arguing with each other, not like Darach Laner. So zok the Gemara that even if we're going to be bein ha'umais, but if Yaseh Ritzayne Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yagiel Lemishum Shum Tzar V'Nezek, we could be amongst the Goyim, but we won't have to worry about that eclipse. And that's what the Pasuk ends off. That's why the Gemara says, U'me'oyseh Seshamayim Al Teichasu, don't worry about those Seshamayim, Ki Yichasu HaGoyim Eimah, only the Goyim have to worry. So the Gemara repeats and says, what does it mean the Goyim have to worry? Meaning to say, even though we're amongst the Goyim, and really we should be affected by what happens to the Goyim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it in a way that it happens only to them, whether it's to those around us or in a whole different place, and Memela, we're not affected. So this is the Hashkafa of Rabbi Yitzchak Mechiach telling us that we have to be worried. Klal Yisrael also has to be worried. Klal Yisrael has to be worried because Levi the Pshuta, the Gemara, we're amongst the Goyim, we have to be worried. According to Larach Laner, two out of the three Mandamrim also agree that we have to be worried. And therefore, that's why he says here, this in the Akdama too, the Shivrei Luchais, that we have to be Yishlonu Lidoig, Ulispalel, Ulahapel Tchinoseinu Lifnei Amokim. Very important. Now, I found in the Sefer Tzemach David from a David Ganz, it was in the time of the Ramah, a little after the Ramah, he wrote more like a history Sefer of things that happened in the Akdam and Techelik Beis. He writes, he says, I'm going to mention some of the Oisos HaShamayim, Koychavim Chadashim, Velikoy HaMa'oros, so you mimix the Sashanim, Umashakara V'Yigiacharze. I'm going to tell you what happened in those years when there was these eclipses, and world events that happened after that. Vatielis bezel oirer es leiv hakoirei al maimer ezal beperek hayoshen kishaloka amoiris simin ra loilam. He says, go look at history and you'll see at times of these simanim, things happened in the world. And when things happened in the world, it's for us to learn from it. And memela, it's therefore important for us to remember that this is a simin min hashamayim. Which leads us now to the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, as we said, June 29th of 1927, Tafresh, Pei Zion. There was a full solar eclipse that was seen throughout Europe. And in the magazine Beis Yaakov in 1962. Beis Yaakov and Education, Sfarim and Jewish Thought, number 40, page 13, Rav Shmuel Plitzkin, who was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, who was there in Radin at the time, wrote a mimer saying what happened with the Chafetz Chaim at this event. My good friend, Rav Mordechai Smilowitz from Detroit, translated it, and I think it's going to be printed in the Ated this week, a free translation of this story. And the basic idea is that this was on a Wednesday morning. And a Tuesday night, the night before, after Ma'ariv, the Chafetz Chaim said an interesting thing. He banged on the table in his house by the minyan, and he said that Chazal tell us, Toiv leilech el beis ha'avel, mileches el beis ha'mishta, kasher hu soif kol adam. He says a person has to realize that in a beis ha'avel, you remember, people aren't here forever. In a Beis Mishteh, the Chafetz Chaim said, you could also learn from that, but in a Beis Avil, you see it more clearly. And he explained the reason is because he says that whenever you see a new generation coming in, you realize the older generation is moving itself out. He says the governor sends a mayor, a new mayor, to start training in a city, the old mayor knows his days are numbered. So when you see people getting married and a new dar beginning, it means to say they're moving up and the older generation is going to move on into the Olam HaEmes. And a person has to learn from that. A person has to learn from that that we're not here forever. As he says, people think we're going to live forever. There's the Chevra Shtabers, only the group of the people who die. We're not from those people. Person has to recognize we're only here for a certain amount of time. Because we're Nivroim. We're creations. Hashem created us for a certain amount of time, and after that we move on. So continues the Chafetz Chaim. He says, what's the pshat? Listen to the Das Torah of the Chafetz Chaim. What's the pshat in a solar eclipse? He says, in the past, people believed that the sun itself was a deity, was a god, and it was eternal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that the sun doesn't have its own das. The sun is a nivra like every one of us. It's only a tool in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a nivra, not a bayre. Because if he was the bayre, how would he ever allow the moon to pass in front of him that he can't do his job and bring light to the world? How would he ever do that? The teretz is, and he says, the Chafetz Chaim banged again, and he said, this is a very important lesson. It's sheyavoyu lirois, he says. People should come see the eclipse to recognize that the sun is only a nivra. And to learn from that, that we're all nivraim. We're all here with a purpose. We're all here for a short amount of time. We're all here to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he says, zui mitzvah lirois es acham aloike, royim b'chush yitzor nivra. You see clearly that it's only a tool in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. That is what the Chafetz Chaim said that night. It's a mitzvah to come and see it. And the next morning it says, they all came out, they davened shacharis early, and the sun came out. They prepared in those days, they didn't have our glasses that we have today. They had certain shards of glass that were darkened, that you're able to see through it. And the Chafetz Chaim was there, and they brought him this glass for him to look through. And it says Rav Naftali Trop came out, and they gave him a piece of glass to look through. And Rav Naftali, they said, when he looked, he said, Medavnish kukin, medavzen. Meaning to say, you don't just look, you have to see. I mean, you have to be misbainen. It's not about just seeing the sun. What does it represent? Like the Chavetz Chaim said, you have to see the message of it. The message is, there's a Rabbein Hashem that runs this world, and there's nothing else in this world that's not a tool in the hand of the Rabbein Hashem. That was the message of Rav Naftali Trop. It says the Mashkiach also, I know the Mashkiach was at that time, also came out to see it. And it says that the Chavetz Chaim was looking at the eclipse, watching as it had happened, and they saw first the darkness came, and slowly but surely the light began again, little by little, and the Chavetz Chaim, after seeing it, went back into his house, but he said besimcha, his lashon was, Hu maflit kisruas gil uvareshes nitzochin. He exclaimed in a loud and joyous, triumphant tone, is the way he translated it. And I found also somewhere else, an eyewitness said the same thing. He said he was also there, and he says, you see, the Shemesh is only a Nivra. It's not an Odin La'atzmai. That is a person to be ma'orer to Gadlus Haboirei. So the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, he told them in Radin, the whole yeshiva came out. He himself came out to see, a mitzvah to go and see. But like Rav Tali said, not just to see, nish sukukin, sezen, to be mistakel, to be misboinen, to take a lesson from it. Everything in this world is here for the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring Pe'er to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring Gedula to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to remember that, said the Chavetz Chaim. We're all Nivraim. We're all Nivraim. There's a beginning, there's an end to every one of us. What are we going to do with our lives? Dedicate them to seeing the Nifoy Sabayri. Dedicate ourselves to Avodas Hashem, to seeing the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to proclaim an imamin. Shabayri Yisbarach Shemai Hu Bayrei Umanig L'chol Abruim V'hu Levadoi Osa Oysa V'yasa L'chol Amasim. That said, Moran HaChavetz Chaim is the Ashkofa that we should be getting from the solar eclipse. So just to wrap it up, from Chazal we see it's a Zman, even though we can make a Cheshbon, it's a Zman that is not misugal for good things. It's not misugal for good things. And therefore, we have to be afraid of it. And in the Gemara we seem, according to the Aruch Laner, to have a machlaikis. Is it for Klal Yisrael, for the whole world, for the Umas Ha'ilam? Two out of the three brises say we have to be worried too. The way the Akdama of the Shivrei Aluchos is saying, everybody agrees. But since we are under and mingling amongst the Goyim, we're affected by whatever happens to the Goyim. And therefore we have to be worried too. But what is the Torah, the Gemara end off? Even if we're in Galus amongst the Goyim. But if we're Oisim Ritzayna Shalmakim, they need to be afraid and we don't even have to be afraid. Time to be Ma'ir for Tshuva. And as the Akdama of the Shivrei Lucha said, it's a time for Klal Yisrael. What was his lashon? Lis'ayr l'tshuva, u'laharbis tachanunim, lidoig u'lispal l'hapel t'chinaseinu lifnei hamokim. But Zokta Chavetz Chaim, what should we get out of this? It should be a chizik in our amuna that the Rabbein Hashem is the Bairei. Everyone else, every other thing is a Nivra. And we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize that He runs this world, to see the Godless HaBayrei. And Bez Hashem, if we're able to be ma'ir ourselves to a recognition of greater Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka should make sure to be a Shomer Yisrael. Rabbeisai, do we need Baruch Hashem, it's not tach v'tat. It's not the tzaris that the Shivrei Luchos is talking about. Terrible tzaris of that tkufa. He was a little after tach v'tat, but he's talking about that whole tkufa. But we're not in matzav sakana. Everywhere in the world, amongst the Goyim, look around. Where's our friends? We don't know where they are. We're stuck amongst them. And if there's chas v'sholom a siman ra, and as the Tzemach David said, he's listing off those times and what happened as a result of them in the world, leman, that we should recognize that. You should know it. Things, rachmana litzlan, could happen. But if we're ma'ir t'tshuva, v'zman sha'isim ritzayin shamakam, we could be interspersed and muvla amongst the goyim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure to be the Shomer Yisrael, the only Shomer Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, or Imrim Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. We say it's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's the Bayru Manig L'chol Abruim. That's what we need to take out of this eclipse, and Bez Hashem through that, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring Besuras Tovus to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the ultimate Yeshua, the Yeshua of the Gula of Klal Yisrael, with the coming of Mashiach. B'mheiru v'yameinu b'nisan nigalu. This is the moilid of Chodesh Nisan when this is happening. It's such an opportune time for us to be zoicha to Gula b'nisan asidin. Nisan nigalu. Menisan Asidin Ligalis, Ligoel, will be Ez Hashem, should be Zoichet to see the Geula, Bimheira Vyamenu. Amen.